Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. Welcome to day 31 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Love in Action. John Wesley said, "Beware that you are not swallowed up in books. An ounce of love is worth a pound of knowledge." Our text today is 1 John 3:17 through 18. "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Yesterday, we looked at the great contrast between hatred and love, while we read these words in 1 John 3:16, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." Right after John challenges us that true Christian love means being willing to lay our lives down, he confronts us with this question in 1 John 3:17. "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" We may never be called upon to lay down our lives, but all of us can respond in love to the needs of others. Every time we see a need, our Christian love is tested. Will we respond with action, or will we close our hearts against the person in need? If we have been blessed with resources to help, God has already placed His love in our hearts to respond. John follows up his challenging questions with a call to action in 1 John 3:18. "Let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth." In essence, John is saying, talk is cheap. We are not to talk about how much we love everybody and are concerned for them. We are not to love in tongue or with insincerity. We are to put our love into action. We are to love indeed, and doing so may require sacrifice. Look through the Bible, and you find a number of examples of people who loved indeed, including Jesus. There were three Hebrew men who would rather die than disobey God. Daniel loved God so much that he was willing to die rather than stop praying to the Lord and pray to someone else. The Macedonian Christians gave sacrificially to Paul's ministry so the gospel could be spread to the lost. Ruth followed and served Naomi when she did not have to do this. David's mighty men loved him and were willing to give their lives in battle as they fought with him. John said that we are to love indeed. We are to love in truth or sincerity. Our love is to be genuine, not fake. This was a problem in John's day, as well as in our own age. If your life is going to be a living message that impacts others, then your love for God and people must be genuine and be demonstrated in your life by what you do as well as what you say. Consider these questions. How does seeing a need lead to a response of love in the life of a believer? If your heart is open to Jesus, how can it be closed to the needs of those around you? Mother Teresa once made the following statement concerning love in action. When you know how much God is in love with you, then you can only live your life radiating that love. What are your thoughts on her statement? Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.